Hi, I'm Chris Kepler, and welcome to Does This Happen to You? I'm an actor, voice actor, audiobook narrator, and writer. I love telling and sharing stories about the strange experiences my friends and I have while doing mundane things like grocery shopping. That's why this podcast features funny stories from fantastic writers about our daily anomalies, a micro audiobook about life and befuddlement just for you. Our story this week is from Bev Potter, who you'll find on Medium.com. And here is Extreme Cost-Cutting Tips from the Cheapest Person on Earth, which is me. The problem with having a day off is that, instead of doing something constructive, I do things like bring an office chair from upstairs down to my kitchen where I actually work, and in the process waste 2 hours playing with a computer that's running Windows 2000. Needless to say, I won't be needing the chair upstairs. It can fulfill its idiom down here. Now, I could buy a new chair to replace the kitchen chair my ass has been glued to for the last 3 years, but why waste money on that when you can risk your life dragging a heavy office chair down 2 flights of stairs backwards? Things are getting expensive in this, the best of all possible worlds, apparently. So it's time to ramp up the cost savings by employing a few tactics that have been passed down through the generations in my family. We're not resorting to eating groundhog yet, but that day may come. Paper towels. I use a lot of paper towels. For one thing, I have a dog, and pets and paper towels just go together. My other problem is that I don't feel like rags or towels or whatever other people use are really sanitary. I want to rip off a fresh bounty. Only bounty will do. Do what needs to be done and then throw it away to rot in a landfill for the next 20,000 years next to the Huggies. To alleviate some of my guilt about this, I reuse most of my gently used paper towels. If it's just damp, or if it just has a little schmutz on it, it can hang around until it reaches some ineffable level of filthiness which inspires me to throw it away. My mom is light years ahead of me in thriftiness, since she's living on Social Security and my dad's pension, both of which add up to a heart-stoppingly small amount. She neatly hangs the used paper towels back over the roll in the dispenser to dry out. And she doesn't even use Bounty, so I don't know what dark magic is keeping these things in one piece. My desk at work looks like a roll of paper towels exploded, were run over by a bus covered in spaghetti sauce, and then redeposited on my desk. No one's actually said anything about the paper towel drifts, mostly because they know me. Yes, yes, I'll answer the phone. Just give me a minute to find it. Dishwashing detergent. If you go to my mom's house and want to wash your hands, just run them under the water. The dish soap is so watered down it barely qualifies as soap. My mom can make a bottle of dishwashing detergent last years. Years. The message is that you don't deserve bubbles. Bubbles are an unnecessary luxury. You can have bubbles when you win the lottery. Only rich assholes have bubbles. She also won't change her dish sponge until it grows legs and runs away. My new plan is to buy new dish sponges of the same color and dimensions and then sneak them into her house like I'm smuggling drugs across the border. She'll know and I'll still get yelled at. But at least she'll have a new sponge that isn't ready to spawn the next pandemic. I have to admit that I do the watering down trick a little bit too, with the Bath and Body Works hand soaps to which I am addicted. Do you have any idea how much perfectly good foam is in one of those pumps? You can put a little water in the bottle and get a few more days of semi-clean hand washing. damn it, I paid $5 for that bottle of hand soap, and I'm going to use all of it. This only works at home because at the office, your asshole boss will throw the bottle away in a half-full bag of trash he takes outside, despite your repeated bitching and clear authority over all trash-related issues at the office, forcing you to go outside and rescue it. Eating what you make. Yesterday, I made a less than delectable cake. I blame the internet. You have got to watch those recipes. Half the time, there's some vital ingredient missing, and the reviews are all like, "Oh, it was so delicious," and I'm like, "Yeah, no. A cake needs oil or butter or something. That recipe was not going to work without tweaking." Unfortunately, I tweaked with an orange-flavored box mix, and God only knows what I was thinking when I bought an orange-flavored box mix. Am I going to eat it anyway? Yes. I made it. It's technically food. I spent my hard-earned money on the ingredients, and I'm going to eat it, even if it tastes like orange styrofoam or one of those circus peanuts. There's something to be said for cleaning your plate in a world where prices are skyrocketing and staple foods are literally disappearing before our eyes because of war, climate change, pestilence, and pollinator die-offs. But next time, I'll just make a normal cake. Thanks so much for listening. If you enjoyed the story, let me know and share it with your friends. Follow me at Chris KK Aria on Twitter or Chris K. Kepler on Facebook. Or check out my website, www.chriskepler.com.